Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once Upon a Beat.
Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
A little bit later, Captain Curry is walking around on the deck and he feels the water in the hot tub and it's cold. So he's like, Ben Curry, yeah, this jacuzzi isn't warm. And Ben's like, all right, I'll get Kyle on it. And then, you know, Captain Curry's basically like, and also dropping these umbrella guys, it's at 20 knots, we should have these things down, which earlier in the episode he did tell him, he's like, put these umbrellas down later on. And so they never did. And Ben's just going, Ben's all angry that he's not, that Captain Curry is calling out him out on not doing the most basic parts of his job, which is taking down an umbrella and turning on the hot tub. I mean,
it's
like,
really
you can't, that's even easier
it's
than
really
what,
hard for a person
a
who really wasn't qualified for this job in the first place and was just handed this job because someone else had to get fired last minute. That's a really great way to thank somebody. Fucking,
it's like you just press a button and you just bring umbrella, you just take an umbrella, like it's literally so easy. So now serving the food, serving lunch and everything, and everyone's eating and it's like rustic and it's all nice.
Here's homemade pita breads. We've also got homemade hummus as well. Could you stop saying homemade? I'm on a super yacht. Stop stop giving yourself the fucking Nobel Peace Prize for putting chickpeas in a blender. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here. Drop it and go, sir. So they're like, this hummus is amazing. I was once going around the world in 100 days. I got to taste hummus for about 5 seconds. It's nice to be able to sit down. It really is.
Yeah.
Last time I just passed Greece, they shoved some hummus in my face. I got to taste a little bit of it. But, you know, next thing you know, it's pizza. The world just passed by so quickly.
I love how angry you are at Semester at Sea. You're like, it's just not enough time.
I'm mad that you spend the whole time journeying, you know, like you've got to like stop and go to the pizza shop or like what kind of stores do they have in their malls? Like, do you really learn anything when you just go so fast past things? No. It's like taking the train from Central Station to Yonkers and then being like, oh my God, I've seen New York City. No, you haven't. You've been in a car.
Yeah.
Get out of the car. Get out of the train.
Well, the issue, everyone seems to really enjoy lunch except for the primary, Michelle. And she goes, I can taste salt, like, immediately. Yeah, I don't cook with it. So when you don't cook with it, you notice it. So now, because this lady has decided that she's on a no-salt diet and she does not cook with salt, which is, like, that's really, really intense to have no salt whatsoever in your food. And so she is now going to essentially hijack everyone's meal experiences because she's clearly going to complain about things tasting too salty because she's chosen to live with an abnormal palate. And I understand people have to be on low salt and no salt diets. But like, if you're on a no salt diet, of course you can taste every grain of salt. But for everyone else, everything just sort of tastes normal. And she's going to ruin it for everyone now.
Well, it's funny how this person's assholery leaks all over the rest of this episode and ruins the whole charter. Really, I think all she was trying to do was humble brag that she doesn't eat salt. You know how people are. Like, and I'm the same way. If you quit something for 5 minutes, it's like when I don't drink for a day, I'm like, everyone around me is an alcoholic. You know, it's just how it is. Or like if you lose 2 pounds, you're like, thank God, you know, whatever. So I think she's not had salt for a week or something. And now she's like, guys, I can totally taste salt because I don't use salt anymore. I'm not like you peons, like who don't even know what you're doing to yourselves. So someone overhears this and who overhears
Barbie,
it?
It's Barbie. So this one Barbie's is saying that this tastes too salty. This tastes too salty to me because I never cook with salt. So this I taste all the salt. This is so salty to me. Barbie somehow hears this. Maybe like the words got like muffled in her mascara and she goes down to the kitchen and she tells Fraser, they said it's good.
Like, I'm sorry, my eyelashes don't hear very well. I'm sorry.
There's no salt. They want it to be saltier. So she gives the exact opposite note. So I'm already cringing like, oh my God, they think it's too salty. And she just told the chef that it's not salty enough.
Yeah, so then Fraser's like, going forward, I think salt more. They just need more flavor. And he's like, did they say that? And he's like, no, they were just eavesdropping, and we found out. More salt, salt on everything, salt all the time. And he's like, all right, I guess I just like salty food.
Yeah, I mean, well, it cuts back to Michelle being like, this is just a little salty. I need to just drink a lot of water because there's a little bit of salt on this. And then drinking it and being like very presentation. She's like really being performative about the fact that it's too salty for her. She's like gulping. Like, it's just, I'm parched. I just don't cook with salt. I don't know. I'm not saying it makes me a better person, but it does make me like, I don't know, like more likely to get into heaven because I'm not cooking with salt right now.
Yeah, I'm not better than you guys. I'm just saying that Buddha never ate salt on his food.
So. I'm just saying that like disgusting slobs eat at McDonald's and they have a lot of salt in their food. So if you're eating a lot of salt, you're basically a disgusting slob like a McDonald's eater. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not like that.
One of the most requested condiments during last meals on death row is salt. Just saying. Murderers love salt. You guys, go ahead. Enjoy your salt. Can I get some more water here? I'm dying. I'm dying of pedestrian cravings.
That would be cool. You know, I was speaking of McDonald's. I did find out the one who likes eating salt the most is Grimace. So basically, you're a bunch of Grimaces right now. Just think about that. Just look at Grimace and then look at like Ronald McDonald and see who's sexier. And then you come back to me and make your own conclusions about your salt intake.
Tell you who does not have salt is the Hamburglar. Okay. So who's more fuckable? Hamburglar. You're right. That's right, everybody. So now people are doing Reiki. Okay, so Ben's like, all right, let's go get some Reiki people. So they go to the slide and get Reiki ready. I don't know. Who knows? So then Barbie takes a break. So Barbie's like, can I go for a break? And Fraser's like, sure. And now we get another dun, dun, dun. Barbie's going on break. What a lazy, lazy hooker.
So the Reiki thing is happening and they're setting up the yoga mats and everything. And it's all good. And so now it's 5:25 and Barbie is 25 minutes late from coming back from her mascara nap. And Priya's just like, knock, 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 knock. Passive aggressive knocking. Barbie, sweet Barbie. Is she dead? Where the hell is Barbie? Are you dead, Barbie? Have our dreams come true? Have you left this mortal plane? You know, we all get so exhausted, you know, but doesn't mean we get to slack, okay? So get the fuck up, babe. Get up now.
She's like, oh my God, I'm awake. Oh my God, mascara, are you awake? My mascara is still sleeping. Can you get some water and pat on my mascara? Thank you.
So then he's all mad, muttering to himself. He's like, half an hour late to work. I hope she's had a nice nap. So then the ladies are doing Reiki some more. And someone's like, okay, the Reiki healer's like, hi, I've been initiated into Reiki here in Granada from an 86-year-old Trinidadian Reiki master, okay? Does that mean anything to anybody? 86 years old. That makes it more impressive, right? Very old person initiated me into Reiki. This person's been tapping foreheads for 86 years. Anybody impressed?
Yeah, it's just, I guess my Reiki is just like a little bit better than most people's Reiki because I learned it from an 86-year-old. Yeah, I learned how to tap a forehead from an 86-year-old.
Did the old woman eat salt? Yes or no? I think so. I do not trust this Reiki. Fuck that old woman.
So now we have we have a scene of Nick who this is a nice like short film scene. Nick is eating.
This really is.
This has a nice little arc.
Pressure of being on TV for the first time as a person who's not 20 years old and working out all the time, which is something we don't see on Below Deck ever. I don't think we've ever seen it, you know?
Yeah.
But so here
Nick,
we go.
Nick, he's in the crew mess. He's eating a sandwich by himself, looking like a sad Barney Rebel. And he's like, yachting. You know, it does take a toll on your body. There's going to be a lot of time where you just miss a lot of sleep. It's a lot of pressure. The 30s are amazing. 40s is like a little bit like, okay, well, what have you done with your life, you know? I'd love to be retired. Go surfing every day. Just really live a happy life. You can snore in peace. Not always chase the money, you know what I'm saying? And then he just is staring at a sandwich.
And he's staring at his sandwich, and he's just finished it. And he's like, oh, fuck. I'm going to have another one. He's like, I'm doing this, and I'm doing it on camera, and I don't give a fuck.
I'm 41. Don't know what I'm doing with my life. Still on a boat. My life is literally afloat. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. And guess what? All I know is I need another fucking sandwich.
I've been to paradise. But has paradise been a sandwich that's about to go into my mouth? It hasn't. Get over here, paradise, and fucking eat you.
I'm never having abs. The window for that's closed. So if I'm not going to have abs, I might as well have another sandwich.
So, guys, back to Reiki. This breath allows us to be in the present moment because the mind, it gets busy, okay? Let your mind be thoughts. Let those thoughts be like clouds. Let those clouds float by.
Uh-oh, the clouds are floating into a bun, eating the bun.
Why is the chubby chef eating our clouds of joy?
Can someone remove the chef? Give me more of the top clouds. They're delicious.
So then they bring, Paris brings out some green shots to the ladies and everything, and they do these shots for sisterhood and gratitude and gratefulness, and like, wow, these shots are pretty salty, if I do say so myself. What heathen would drink these, am I right? What Jabba the Hutt would even put this in their mouths? Am I right, anyone? Anyone? No? Oh, okay.
Okay, so Dylan is grabbing some food with Sunny, and they're eating vegetables. And he's like, ooh, food, baby. Yes, food. Oh, romaine.
You've got nice lats, romaine. You've got nice lats. Doing a good job there, green monster.
This lettuce will really help you develop some good muscle tone. So they're eating... And Ben is on the Tinder boat with Kyle, and they're just like gonna like, I think they're bringing the lady back or whatever. So now the guests are in the bar area, and they're drinking, they're having fun, and you know, the primary is asking Fraser about what the plan is for tonight. So just like standard things happening on the boat, etc. And Barbie's setting the table, and they're just sort of arranging the start time for dinner and everything. And Chef Nick is talking about how he's going to be doing some French cooking tonight, and he's making like a very classic kind of green salad. Everything is green, and this is a very standard French thing, and he's really excited to be doing this, and he's gonna do some risotto, etc., etc., etc.
So then Sunny and Dylan are talking about what to do after the season, and he's like, well, I can apply for a normal visa with my current boats and go to France, although they use a lot of cream in France, which is fine as long as you don't have the bread, which I would never do. But, you know, there's flour and things in France. Can we just talk about the location and not the calories? All right. France, the land of cheese. I love cheese. Fortunately, cheese made me fat one time, and Daddy was mean to me about it. I'm happy.
So then he's like,
that was me doing push-ups. Sorry if anybody thought I was seizing.
So Dylan's like, so Sunny, are you gonna go with Benny? And she's like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna like go back to Miami, and like I'd like to see Ben afterwards, like get to know him outside of being my boss, you know. And she says, and he's like, oh, so would you say you've fallen for him? And she goes, my guards are up, but I would like them to be down. Sunny, how have your guards been up? Your guards are so... This is not the image of someone whose guards are up right now. This guy who treats you like shit. And then you're like now like excited to go to Miami with him and see what life is like. And I'm not victim blaming. I'm just saying you can't say your guards are up right now. At the very least, their guards are nowhere up.
Yeah, guards are not up. So she's like, you know, we all know that bromances don't really transfer well in the real world. I don't know what that sentence was, but you get it. You get the phonetics of it. And I just want to say, you know, I'm really nervous about that. Oh, now you're nervous?
Really?
You think you're worried that he could be worse than he is now?
But let me tell you something. You're saying boatmances don't translate in the real world. Have you noticed that your boatmance hasn't also translated in the boat world either? Like, no. Yeah, it's not.
Let me tell you how trailer mances go. Those can get real rough. Okay, you can't even drive away half the time. They're staked into the ground. Okay, they're hooked to a sewer line. Okay, they're not as mobile as the name would imply. I'll tell you that much. Okay, so she's like, he's so my type. He's like, you know, he's sporty, he's athletic, he's confident, he's hairy. I was like, well, maybe look beyond someone's, like, hair and body shape when you choose. I know it's hard. You know, I know it's hard when you're younger. I think at a certain point, everyone's just hairy, at least when you're me. You know, like, that's not really an option anymore. It's like, well, he's hairy. I like that. Well, I hope so, because they all are at this point, you know?
And she says, you know, I'm looking for someone to love, and I want a man. I don't want a little boy. I want a dominant man who knows what he wants, you know, and respects his woman and treats her right. Okay, so Ben, well, obviously he does not respect his woman and does not treat her right. And second of all, is this supposed to be the guy who knows what he wants? The guy who, like could barely even say that you guys were an item? He's like, we're working towards being an item, and then he want to post nostalgically about Camille, and then decided to dump you, and then decided after 3 days that you've changed massively, so he wants to have you back, and then decides that he wants to do something with you. How is this an example of anyone who knows exactly what they want?
She's like, you know what a real man is? A real man is someone who only closes umbrellas when he wants to.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of which, so Captain Carey, he goes walking around, and he goes up to the sky deck, and all the yoga mats and pillows are just up there, scattered, just a mess. And like, oh no, this looks like shit. This is not good. It's an anti-adventure.
Yeah, so he goes into the crew mess with Dylan and Sunny. He's like, the flybridge guest area is messy right now. We do not eat when the guest area hasn't been cleaned. Are we eating? Dylan's like, oh God, no. No, Daddy. Not eating. Not eating, Daddy.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry.
Don't eat.
And Sonny's like, oh, God, nice way to end the charter season. So they rush to clean up and stuff. So then Captain Carey meets Ben and Kyle, and he's like, flybridge, went upstairs, water bottles, shit everywhere, and the other two deck crew are eating.
And then it cuts to Dylan and Sonny, and he's like, if we're going to get in trouble, I want to look sexy. And he's like, I don't know. Doing something with his hair.
Fixing in the window. Fixing his hair. Yeah.
And Captain Carey's like, well, we can't have guests here. We're just incomplete. And Ben's like, that's fair.
What are you, the Empire? I'm not asking you if it's fucking fair. Go do it. I don't need your judgment on what I'm saying and whether or not it's fair. What the fuck is wrong with this person? I hate this guy.
So Captain Carey's getting annoyed, and he's like, you know, I'm just fucking speechless. Like, it's not the first day. They know what's expected of them. And it's like, where's this coming from? Why aren't you doing your job? And so now, like, you know, Ben is all pissy about this because his whole crew is being called out, etc., for not doing their jobs. And Captain Carey's mad, and he's like really fuming. He's like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, well, just what the fuck's going on? I'm pissed. Stuff is falling apart. So, you know, there's going to be some retribution on Captain Carey's part because Ben is.
And Dylan tells Ben, he's like, he had to go with us. He had to go. And so now Ben's even more riled up against Captain Carey. So then the ladies get ready for dinner, and it's Paris night and everything. So then Sonny and Ben are outside, and Ben's like, are you annoyed with the captain? And she's like, no, I get his point. And he's like, oh, well, he's just in a mood. I sort of categorize him as military. There's no traffic cams that say caution ahead. It just comes like that, just on your head, you know? The earth just drops, and then you're in the shitter. And then we see Captain Carey being evil, like, oh, hello, hello, hello. Do your job, please. Hello, hello, do your job. Hello, hello, welcome to your job. Maybe you could do it, please. I was like, oh, my God, what a monster. What an absolute monster.
Yeah, and we see flashbacks, like you said, of all the times when Ben has messed up and Captain Carey's like, don't do that. Like, I'm sorry, this is not a situation where there's no traffic cameras and, like, or traffic lights, whatever, and things, like, out of nowhere, he gets this aggression. It's, like, very simple things that you should be doing and you're not doing, and he's getting annoyed. So then now Sonny's saying the delivery.
You're the reason there are traffic cams and traffic lights, because otherwise the cars are just all running into each other all over the place, which is basically what you're doing with your shitty fucking skills. Like, you're terrible. You're not doing your job, sir. Okay. So, cars just can't be wandering all around hitting each other. They've fucking put up rules for people like you.
So now, meanwhile, Nick has prepared this really lovely green salad. And he's talking about, he's like, well, French is on the menu tonight, and you know, this is how we learn it in fine dining. You know, I've worked in Michelin star restaurants. There's lots of work to do, though. Here's a picture of me looking young and fit when I still had promise and excitement and hopes and dreams. 15-hour days, you do anything less than that, you know, you're not really working in a decent enough restaurant. You might as well be working in McDonald's with people who eat salt. You know what I'm saying? High five, Michelle. A lot of stress, but you get a buzz and adrenaline that you're always chasing. Sort of adrenaline you get when you say, fuck it, I'm having a second sandwich. Oh, the rush.
The rush. Some of us Wonder Bread is like heroin, and I'm mainlining that shit day in and day out. And guess who's apologizing? Not fucking me. All right. So then we go to the Sky Lounge. The ladies are waiting for dinner, and they're making fun of the primary because she has glasses, and they make her look cross-eyed. And they're like, oh, my God. And she's like, how dare you guys? You've obviously never sat with somebody off salt before because your jealousy is showing.
So this
bloated bitches.
So those lovely salads come, and Michelle, the primary, is like, does this taste like arugula to you? And someone else is like, it is, Michelle. It is arugula. And then someone goes, it's like
there's nothing arugula. Else that looks like arugula. This was cracking me up. They're like, is this arugula? You guys.
Arugula, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a bitch.
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then, yes, then one lady, she clarifies. She goes, it's like baby arugula. And then someone else, and she's like, it's very peppery, very peppery. So Michelle goes, let me ask you a question, Fraser. He's like, yes, of course. She goes, I hate arugula. It just tastes really nasty. Do you have like maybe some sorbet without salt and arugula? Something that like stupid people don't eat? I don't know. I really need to cleanse my palate.
She needs a palate cleanser from arugula. I can't with this lady. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I have some water. Would you like to maybe swish that around your mouth? Fucking sorbet. Get out of here.
Is it seawater? Because that's just a little too salty for me.
And fattening. Okay, Dylan. Dylan, just stay over there. So then he goes to the kitchen and he's like, the primary doesn't like arugula. And he's like, was that on the list? And he goes, no, they just said that they don't like it. He's like, well, if it's not on the list, I can't do anything. I'm like, how am I supposed to know? And Dylan's like, 100% boss. You're so talented. Go, boss. Go, boss. What? You're snoring right now. not mad. I'm still not asleep, mate. Sorry, I think I hear something. Did you eat a sandwich? I hear sandwich digesting. It was a sandwich digesting. Two, actually.
Meanwhile, Paris is cleaning a toilet bowl downstairs, and she's like, this bowl has an STD. Oh my god, come look. The toilet is pissing itself like all this yellow stuff just came out. It's peeing. It's alive. Not what I want to hear on a super yacht. Not what I want to hear about the plumbing on a super yacht, that it's like emitting yellow water into the toilet bowl unprovoked.
Yeah. So the guests are joking about salad. They're like, just as long as it's not arugula. And so Fraser's like, all right, can we move as quickly as we can with the main? Because basically you've almost murdered someone with a arugula rocket. All right. Can we not rock these ladies? Can we get something just fast and make them forget?
All right, here we go. Next course, lobster with saffron risotto and lobster bisque. I'll have another ham sandwich. I put that ticket in with me and I am serving myself. A sandwich. So this bisque comes out, and of course,
he's like, welcome. I've finally prepared something she'll like. It's called salt bisque. She's gonna love it.
Too salty for me. Just really too salty. Maybe these girls will like it because, you know, they're a little slow. So then, of course, her friend says, like, I knew you were gonna say that. Okay, because actually, by the way, the lobster is not salty. I just want to say this. It's time to take a stance. None of this food is salty, Michelle. She's like, I taste it instantly.
He's like, I feel like she just wants to complain. It was delicious, but I'm going to focus on dessert now, you know, because it's got its own special techniques, you know. Got to put a lot of thought into it. It's impressed. It's all about the tip at the end of the day, right? Got to keep these people happy. Is that salt? Good for you. Just keep adding it. We'll make a happy one of these days. I've made an arugula
cheesecake. All right, we've got arugula cheesecake with a cheese with a arugula reduction, extra salty coming right up. So, the one lady goes down to her room because she's feeling sick, and they serve this. They serve the dessert. And they like it. What else can I say? It's not salty and there's no arugula, so they're happy. So they all head to bed. And everyone's saying goodnight.
Yeah, when Michelle's like, yep, it's lemon. I love lemon. I was like, and that's it. Just love the lemon.
And yet she doesn't like arugula. I kind of feel like lemon and arugula play really well together, right? Like, it's just strange. So everyone goes to bed. And Barbie is doing some work in the laundry room, and she's like, for real, I really need you to move so I can fold, and I gotta put on some mascara. And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake, lady. But I love you. He's like, oh, I love you. So anyway.
They're flirting.
They're flirting.
It's cute. And so then we go to Dylan's cabin, and we see Dylan's affirmations. I breathe deeply and calmly. I can feel my energy smoothing out. And by smoothing out, I mean strawberries, bananas in a blender. And, oh my God, why is there bread in this blender? Get the bread. I'm so fat.
Daddy, please. Oh, my favorite smoothie is
blueberries, yogurt, and childhood trauma. Word it up.
So
okay, so now it's the next day. Time to get up. And everybody's tired because, you know, it's almost over. So the captain's on the bridge on the radio. He's like, crew, let's get this show on the road. Also, at 6 o'clock tonight, cabin inspections. Make sure everything is in order. Dun, dun, dun. Because now he's pissed. So and he's like, okay, let's see who else is going to just try and be an asshole to me on the last day. You know?
Exactly. And Sonny's like, cabin inspections, are you serious? I'm like, Sonny, your roommate is a stew. So it's going to be clean for you, so don't complain. So then everyone's like, ugh. I mean, everyone's annoyed because this is essentially a punishment, right? This is because Deckru is slacking off and they are kind of giving attitude. So he's like, fuck it. I'm going to show everyone who's in charge here. And he says, we have standards to be upheld throughout the boat. Standards of cleanliness, tidiness, learning Turkishness, and we are now due for cabin inspections. Make sure there are no fire hazards, emergency escapes aren't blocked, and it's part of health and safety that we all do this.
And Ben's like, on charter, I'm not fucking cleaning my room. It's got to look, I've got to look after the guests. I've got to get shit done. That's not happening. I'm not doing it. And he gives his one eye roll.
Yeah, Ben, looking after the guests all that time. Okay.
Yeah, look at Ben. Look at all that service Ben is giving.
Yeah.
Like, as he's massaging his underlings from behind the whole time.
So Carrie's like, I don't care if it's the last 2 days of charter. You're only as good as your last day. No excuses. Adventure. So they're serving breakfast and everything, and it goes well, and Barbie spills her iced coffee on the floor. So that's great. And then Fraser serves. Oh, no, he's getting the primary wants an eggs Benedict with no salt. Surprise, surprise. And meanwhile,
Nick's like, wonder why such a fantastic lady got divorced.
I know, right?
All right. So then on the lower, and by the way, this poor woman, because none of this is her fault. She said she didn't like the salt. That was the only problem. They misunderstood it. Now they're making this woman out to be the biggest villain in the world. I mean, you can't really villainize somebody for not liking arugula. You know what I mean? But the salt thing isn't really even her fault. For that, we should villainize Barbie. Let's throw Barbie off the boat for that. But not for just wanting to put on some mascara. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so then Sunny is talking to Kyle, and she's like, so are you going to see Barbie after this? And he's like, well, I've already pushed my flat back. I'm going to spend the week with her in Miami, see what it's like outside of this. I think it's going to work out. I think we're pretty good. I really do. I can't wait to get to meet her dad and say, you want to shake my hand? And then, whoops, I put my dick in his hand. It's going to be hilarious.
And then a little bit later, over in the crew mess, Ben is like, oh, man, last charter, last couple of days, fucking cabin inspections. And Kyle's like, well, you should be doing that right now, Ben, not eating. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, what's he going to do? Fire us? I don't care. I just don't give a rat's ass. And Kyle's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. So basically, Ben is being a shitty leader, and Kyle's following his lead. And they're both like, yeah, we're not going to clean up our bedrooms just because 1 day left on charter.
Yeah,
which, by the way, assholes. Kyle does make a good point, which is that he could be, instead of snacking, he could be just like making his bed right now. Take 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah. So then Fraser and Nick are talking about lunch on the beach. And then the ladies are having some breakfast and talking about leftovers. And does your family eat leftovers? And they're like, my husband's a caveman. So then they go back to the beach and they're prepping the beach. And the chef is talking to himself. You know, he's like, bread, bread, meat, bread, meat, bread.
Bread, 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 bread.
God, bread, bread, bread. What kind of sandwich am I about to have?
Gold.
Rap? No, fuck rap. Fuck raps. Don't want to rap. Hoagie? Maybe. Hoagie? Maybe.
Hoagie, maybe. Hoagie, maybe. Hoagie, maybe. Hoagie, maybe. All work, no play makes Jack a very hungry hoagie man. So what we're basically seeing is just sort of standard yacht activity. We're seeing lots of little scenes of people getting ready, whatever. But the key thing here is that, like, we are also seeing members of the crew taking some time to go into their room and, like, make their bed, wipe down mirrors, you know, do just, like, whatever they need to do to make their places look good. And Fraser tells us that, you know, as a yachty, cabin checks can be weekly. They can be twice a month. They can be monthly. But they do happen, and they're very important, unlike anything Barbie ever says. And it shows you how much you respect your vessel. So stay tidy and just have some decorum, you swines.
So Barbie is doing hers, and she's like, done now, I'm done now, I'm done. It's like, you're just putting mascara on the sheet?
Oh, these look good. I want to look good. I want to look good.
This is why I'm sticking up for Barbie. You know why, right? This whole day.
Because she puts M&Ms.
The only thing that Barbie leaves are peanut M&Ms on her bedside table. And listen, that's my kind of girl. So, Barbie, you can do whatever you want. You get a free pass from me, lady.
So Fraser takes the ladies on the Tinder boat for their beach excursion, and then we just hear Barbie saying, I'm gonna go on break unless there's anything you need. I need just want to check in on that mascara.
It's terrible. Barbie, I'm trying here, Barbie. I'm really trying, my little peanut M&M sister.
I know.
So now the ladies go to the beach for lunch and whatever. Work. So Zandy's like, Bobby, are you back yet from your break? And she's like, oh my God, it feels awful to not have lashes on. I just do not know how lashes people do it. It's like crazy. Oh my God, Kyle, look, I put my lashes on. Is that crazy? And then like kissing and stuff. And Zandy's meanwhile checking all the work that Barbie was supposed to have done and not done. And so Zandy is having to walk behind her and do it.
Yeah. And she's like scrubbing toilets and she's getting frustrated. And she's like, is this a joke? She's like, no, I take it seriously. This is my career. And that's why I get frustrated when people really don't give a fuck. Like, she's annoying me. I'm done. Look at how angry my face is. I'm so done. It's like, Zandy, you are actually smiling pleasantly. I know. That's my way of saying I'm furious. Like,
I am so furious.
You have a very gentle expression on. Oh, God, my Wi-Fi went out. Are you still there, Ronnie?
Yeah, it's cutting out a little bit. Hold on. Let's give it a second and start praying for it. Wi-Fi, we believe in you. Hotel Wi-Fi, you're doing so great.
Come on, London
you
Wi-Fi.
You can so do much it. More in this moment. Now it's not the time to give up, Hotel Wi-Fi. I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be. Don't you try to kill my vibe right now. Don't you try to kill my vibe right now. Did it work?
It worked. So meanwhile, back on the beach, we're having a nice...
I told you guys, prayer works. Don't go to the doctor. If you're feeling sick, pray. Okay, Ben, go ahead.
So back on the beach, we are finishing up one storyline, which is that Nick doesn't have a lid for his food, but and Ben is like, don't you need some aluminum foil? And he's like, oh, forget it. I'm just going to make a list next time. And so Paris is biting her tongue. Because she would have known to bring some aluminum foil or a lid. But she goes, he's almost 40 and someone needs to pack his lunchbox. Like, it's actually like a joke. Like, he's just so unorganized and useless. But she knows, you know what, not to say anything because she learned her lesson. So she's not going to say anything about a lid.
Yeah, you tell him, Paris. Meanwhile, he's doing a pretty good job as a chef. I mean, I have to say, I did not have high hopes for this guy, but he seems like he's doing a pretty good job. They're just shitting all over him, which is actually kind of fun to watch.
Gaslighting him about snoring.
Yeah, and he's not the greatest guy in the world, so I don't really mind this too much. So yeah. Ben's like, he really stresses you out, doesn't he? And she's just side-eyes him. She's like, yeah, he's making me crazy. And Ben's like, you've got that look on your eye, like you're about to kill him. She's like, yep. He's like, oh, I can see that look from a mile away. Ben, just fuck off. Seriously, fuck like, off. Just poking the bear, aren't you? Just poking that chef. Go get him. Go get him, Paris.
You know, I'm a perfectionist, all right? When it comes to work, I will spend hours getting it right and putting drizzle. Have you ever seen a nice herby drizzle on a made-up bed? It looks wonderful. Oh, that's what I do. It's all about the details. The devil's in the details, but so is the drizzle.
Oh, I guess I'm going to stay on online, but I can't lie. This really makes me need a drink. Is that mayonnaise?
It is. I love that.
Mayonnaise all over her face.
Oh, I forgot about this scene. So then there's like some drama. So they basically, he's made a bunch of creme brulees for the guests. And one of them doesn't want it. So she sends the creme brulee back. And so Paris and Sunny are like, well, she said we can eat this. So we want to have a creme brulee. So they eat the two creme brulees that are left over. But of course, someone else at the table is like, this is good. I want the one that you sent back. And now there is no creme brulee for the guests because Paris and Sunny ate the creme brulees, which they should not have done.
Well, by the way, I have to say, Fraser is watching them eat the creme brulees. And he's like, oh, and they're like eating them. And he's like, oh. And so when they ask for it back, he goes, and this is why we don't do this. It's like, yeah, but you have to tell them not to do it. You're standing right there. I mean, should you have to? No. But you were right there, bro. So he goes, you need to go tell her. So she's like, all right. I think Paris, we get a commercial break here. So we're like, oh my God, we're terrified. What are they going to do with Paris? Which of course they're like so nice. They're not going to do shit. But it's funny how Paris deals like it. So she walks up to her and you're like, oh my God, what kind of apology is Paris going to come up with? And she goes, hey, you told me I could eat it.
I know. All Paris had to say is, I'm so sorry. Did you want a little bit more of that arugula creme brulee? I'm like, oh no, you know what? Never mind.
Have I told you the chef has put extra salt into this one? Damn it, just eat it.
So I hope you all enjoyed your salted arugula creme brulees today. It's your favorite thing. So they're actually really cool. She handles it well, and Fraser's like, and I said this is why we don't eat the food. And they all laugh and they're like, you know what, Paris, we give you the creme brulee. And they're very nice about it. I would have been like, ha 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 ha, I want my creme brulee. So now the chef is back in the boat. Everyone's heading back, and it's like time to get more. Like, the chef is getting ready for dinner. There's more peanut M&Ms going around. And
Dylan, so basically, it's work time, right? So Ben's like, oh, for fuck's sake, and now we've got cabin checks. Come on, dude. Can't you see the bigger picture? We're busting our ass here. You're not. You're like playing around when everyone else is cleaning their fucking room. And I can't believe it's like to the point. I feel like this whole month is about shithead men on Bravo. Mm-hmm. It's like we've got Summer House, you've got Kyle and Carl being shitheads. You've got Vanderpump Rules, you've got Tom and Tom just being disgusting. Then you come onto this show and it's devolved to the point where it's literally a boy stomping his feet that he doesn't want to clean his room.
Right. And like, we're seeing him being...
At least your man baby shit has been somewhat subtle in the past, Bravo. But come on.
And he's complaining that he can't do cabin checks because he's got so much work to do. He's got to focus on the guests. And all we're doing is seeing him being like silly with Sunny and, you know, just like goofing off and everything. And Kyle is just like eating a fudgesicle or something like that. So now it's time for... the walkthrough at 6 p.m. walkthrough. So, you know, Captain Carey sees Fraser's room, which of course is like perfection. So he gets like a 10 because apparently we're also grading these. You get a 10. And he goes to another room, gets a 7, like Zandy and Paris's get a 9. There's like 9s, a 7. Everyone put in some sort of effort, you know? And then he gets to Ben and Kyle's cabin and bed is made. Shit is just on the bed. Like, it's a shit show in there. And Captain Carey's like, whoa, what the hell is going on here? Like, didn't even take it seriously. And, you know, like, he's furious, understandably.
Yeah, he's pissed. And I like that he's rating everybody's things. Like, this is a 9, 7. That's a no for me, dog. That's a no for me, dog. So he's pissed off, and so he's like, I'm very old school. There is a hierarchy. You don't have to understand why your superior makes a decision. You just got to do what you're supposed to do. You do not ignore cabin control, you. Just cabin check in Turkish. There's no bigger fuck you to a captain than to go against what he says.
So Captain Curry calls those two douchebags into his office. And he's like, I want you to come up to the bridge right now. So they're like, Kyle's like, all right, well, it's time to face the music. So, which is funny. This is one of those moments where the guys know they did something wrong. And now they even say, time to face the music. And then they get called in. And their version of facing the music is to be like really pissy about it. It's like, you're not facing the music.
To be surly little fucks about it. Yeah, totally. I'll let you face the music. Captain Carey, would you do the honors of this song?
Oh, I've got it, mate. Hand me that microphone. Don't you try to kill my vibe right now. Don't you try to kill my vibe right now.
so did you guys not take seriously the inspection today? And Ben's like, well, we were working. He's like, well, I mean, it was like, it wasn't just like a little messy. It was just fucking, like, fucking rude. Every single person on this boat went to their cabin. Chef broke out from cooking food. He broke out from putting arugula and heaps of salt on top of that brownie to do this, all right? And Interior went and done their bit, and you're a fucking bosun, mate. Just fucking blatant disrespect. And I've shown both of you guys respect, and I've been out there fucking busting my fucking ass to help you guys out. And this is the way you say fucking thank you. Yeah. And of course, Ben's just rolling his eyes like, no, he didn't really help out at all.
Yeah, he is. He's making a shit face. And this captain made you a fucking bosun, you loser. Also, I like that Ben, part of his social media stuff that he's going on against Captain Carey is like, Captain Carey was saying that I wasn't prepared to dock a boat, and that makes me look really bad in the industry, and a real captain wouldn't do that, like publicly try to shame you and make you look bad in the industry. That could hurt my professional blah. This, what do you think this does? When you won't even do a fucking cabin check, and then when you're called out on it, you sit there rolling your eyes and like sucking your tongue. Fuck off, dude. I hope you never get another job again. Although you're nearing the age where you can't anyway, because the other day he's like, well, that guy's 40 and still on a boat. So, this guy sucks.
He's terrible. Well, it looks like next week is the season finale. So we're going to see how this all shakes out, which is just to say it's not going to shake out well.
I was pissed because they were showing the season finale clips and Ben's still there. I really would have loved Captain Carey to be like, fuck you. I don't fucking need you on this boat. Dylan should have been the bosun in the first place. Go. Bye.
I hope that Captain Carey says, I can't give you a recommendation for the future. And that's,
I hope so.
That would be wonderful. And that would explain why Ben is being such a little douchebag dipshit on social media. Face. Well, anyway, what a great feeling. So it's so great to be here in London. And instead of seeing the sights, we just to rant about Ben instead. So everyone, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And we'll hopefully see a bunch of you later this weekend live here in London and Dublin. So thanks for being here. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.